Tuesday is a very big day in the United States. People all over the country will be expressing their choices. Are they looking for something with a tough, no-nonsense approach to life? Something straightforward, plain speaking, impossible to misunderstand? Or are they after something a little more open to interpretation? A proposition more inclusive, less divisive, and perhaps more traditional? The choices aren't easy. The consequences are grave because, as I say, Tuesday in the US is a very special day.
It's sweet, sticky, it's crunchy, it's soft. And today we're celebrating it because it's National Banana Cream Pie Day.
Yes, this is a country where banana cream pie has a national day. And it just so happens that it coincides with Super Tuesday, the day on which millions of voters across the country will be deciding who they want to lead America's political parties in this November's presidential election. Coincidence? I'm not so sure. After all, to make a banana cream pie, you clearly need to start with bananas. And it would seem in the election campaign so far this year, the country has gone completely, well, bananas. And so in the next few hours, voters in 13 states and American Samoa have a bewildering decision to make. Will they really confirm Donald Trump's contention that he has the Republican Party's presidential nomination within his grasp?
Where I did the worst in the polls, I hate to say. Do you know where I did the worst? My personality. Who cares, right?
Will they allow either Senator Ted Cruz of Texas?
It is the most important day, I believe, in this entire primary season.
Or Senator Marco Rubio of Florida.
If you nominate me, I will unite this party.
To continue believing that they can stop Donald Trump's march, will they deal a mortal blow to Bernie Sanders' hopes of becoming the Democrats' standard bearer by delivering Hillary Clinton an across-the-board victory over the next few hours?
I don't think America has ever stopped being great. What we need to do now is make America whole.
When the polls close and the votes are counted, it will be time not just to celebrate or commiserate. It will also be a time to reach for the calculator. Because the maths involved in securing a sufficient number of delegates to the party's conventions later this year, where the candidates will be officially selected, gets so complicated and so circuitous. Well, it makes the process of making one of those banana cream pies seem positively easy.
In this saucepan here, I've melted 5 ounces of bittersweet chocolate, 2 cups of milk, and some vanilla.
So by Wednesday morning here in the US, it may, just may be possible to say that the outcome of all these primaries and caucuses is finally cooked. But it's also possible that the Democrats and Republicans will take a little more time to allow their respective ingredients to settle. Either way, it remains for me only to wish you...
Happy Banana Cream Pie Day!
Happy Banana Cream Pie Day!
Simon Marks, Washington.